This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. This weekend runs into the start of Black History Month, and there are lots of events in the QC in honor of the annual celebration. There's live music, a lecture, and other events this weekend include a large beer festival and a film screening. Joining me on this edition of Weekend and Entertainment is Katrina Lewis, managing editor of Q City Metro. Hi, Katrina.
Hey, Gwen.
As I mentioned, February 1st, Saturday, is the start of Black History Month, a time when people, organizations, churches, and city officials increase efforts to acknowledge the history and accomplishments of African Americans. One of those events is on Saturday, where local historian Dr. Tom Hatchett will hold a public conversation on the Rosenwald Schools. What do you know about this event?
Dr. Tom Hanchin is the historian in residence at the library, and he's leading a talk that's looking at the Rosenwald School Program. And for those who don't know, those were schools that were built for Black students across the rural South. And at the time, they were significant because they were considered state-of-the-art. So this was funded by Julius Rosenwald, who was Sears executive and philanthropist in partnership with Booker T. Washington. And a fun fact, according to Charlotte Museum of History, there were 26 Rosenwald schools in Mecklenburg County.
When and where?
This will be on Saturday at the Hickory Grove branch of the library from 2 to 3 p.m.
Okay, moving on to a bit of jazz, an African-American art form. That's the sound of saxophonist Ronnie Laws. I love Ronnie Laws, and I've listened to him for years. He's in town tonight through Saturday with vocalist Cy Smith. Katrina, tell us about them and the show.
I appreciate your excitement. So for those who don't know, Ronnie Laws, he actually comes from a musical family. His older brother and two sisters, they're all, you know, known names in the music industry. And he actually did a stint with Earth, Wind, and Fire for almost 2 years. So I thought that was interesting. But Cy Smith, she's been called like the underground woman of soul. She's been in the industry for quite some time. She's done background vocals for powerhouses like Whitney Houston and Chaka Khan, and she's had a couple albums. So this should be a good high-energy show happening at Middle C Jazz Club.
Okay, and that's what days?
They'll be performing tonight through Saturday.
Okay, and on Friday, the Children's Theater presents Akilah and the Bee. The film Akilah and the Bee, starring Kiki Palmer and Lawrence Fishburne, came out years ago. What do you know about it?
So for this production that's happening at the Children's Theater, it's directed by Northwest School of the Arts drama teacher Corey Mitchell, and they have their own version of Kiki. 15-year-old Kiara Cassius is playing the lead role of Akilah. She's an 11-year-old who's growing up in a tough neighborhood in Chicago, and she actually just recently lost her dad. So she's really smart, but she isn't really focused in school. So her teachers and a mentor encourage her to enter a spelling bee. And she does well in it, and she actually makes it up to the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Okay, how long will the show run?
So the show opens on Friday, runs through February 16th.
And in other events, there's a documentary this weekend, Call Me By My Name. What's that about, Katrina?
This documentary, it actually follows six Charlottesians who are experiencing homelessness. So they come together over 18 months to put together a stage play where they're performing their life story. So they've been touring around, and this is the last performance for a while. So this one is happening at Imagine on Saturday, and it's free, and it's happening at 2 p.m.
Okay, that should be a powerful film. And another event that attracts tons of people is the Queen City Brewers Festival. Lots of tasty beer on tap, I'm told.
Lots of locally produced craft beer and cider. So this festival is exclusive to Charlotte area breweries, brew pubs, cideries, along with hand-picked restaurants and snack vendors. All the festival proceeds will benefit Acing Autism Charlotte. So just a good event to do a lot of tasting and give to a good cause.
Yes, yes. When and where?
That's happening at Park Expo on Saturday starting at noon.
Now, if you're in the mood for a dance party with some hits from the 90s, you're in luck. There's the off-the-wall New Jack Swing Edition at Petra's in Plaza Midwood. Tell us about the new swing event.
I am an 80s baby, but okay. I was a child in the 90s. So this is bringing back my childhood. Think, you know, your baggy overalls, all of those things. If not, Google is your friend. But expect music from, you know, Heavy D, Tony, Michael Jackson, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis. There'll be a lot of good hits happening. So just very nostalgic piece going on.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And also, everybody, remember the Super Bowl is this weekend. The San Francisco 49ers take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Lots of big game events all over town in terms of that. Katrina, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Gwen.
Let's have some new Jack Swing music take us out just for Katrina. That's Katrina Lewis, managing editor of Q City Metro.